Okay, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. More about privacy. So obviously, in a chatzer, which is like a where you do your things like your cooking and so on, that's like a private-ish area, and therefore it's reasonable to demand privacy. We're now going to transition to places where it's more outdoorsy, and people wouldn't necessarily require privacy. So the first thing we're talking about here is a gina. A gina is a garden, like a vegetable garden, and there really the truth is nothing private really occurs over there. I mean, who the heck needs privacy when they're tending to their cucumbers? However, there's a side issue, which is Ein hara, which is means that you're going to look at my cucumbers and say, ooh, how come my cucumbers are so big and juicy and yours are so not, and you're going to be jealous, and therefore that'll be ma'or din and shemayim, like this paddock really deserves such great cucumbers, and then I'll lose them. So I don't want you to look at my cucumbers and giving my vegetable patch an ein hara, and therefore it's not unreasonable for you to want to have privacy in my vegetable patch. And therefore, v'chein begina, same goes in the garden, makam shnagu ligdor, if it's normal that people in our locale put up private, you know, walls around their vegetable gardens, so then I can also say, listen, we're dividing it up, and that's that. If not, then not. If it's not normal, then I can't demand it of you. But if it's normal in the region, then that is what I could demand. We're going to build a wall to block off the vegetable garden, and you're paying for half of it, and you're giving half the land. Of a babika, everyone agrees when it comes to a bika. Bika is just like an open area. So this is like where I'm going to grow my wheat, my big wheat field. Nothing private happens there. There's no reason to demand privacy. It's all the same in terms of the growth, and therefore there's no particular reason to be worried about Maris Ayin. So therefore, Makam Shnagu Shlo Ligdor. It's not a place that people normally put up a fence around that demand privacy. In other words, we have a big open area, and this half, you know, the north half is yours and the south half is mine, and we're both growing wheat here. It's not reasonable for me to demand to put a wall between the two of them. What for? So you'll see my wheat growing. What's the big deal? It's all the same. So, Ein Mechayven Oso, I cannot force you to put up a wall. And if I want to put up a wall, Elim Ratzeh, if I want to, Kones Lesoch Shalo, I have to retreat such that the whole wall is all in my side of the property line, Ubona, and I'll build it all on my property. The wall is entirely on mine and not encroaching on your property at all. Ve'osa Chazus Mebuchutz. And therefore, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a little, like, denotation on the outside of the wall, facing your side of the wall, like, just on the top of it, like a little plaque or whatever it is. It just doesn't actually even say anything particularly, but it signifies this wall belongs to me. Yeah, this is mine and not yours. And it has to be in yours. It's facing your side, because why?
On your side.
Physically, it's on my side of the line, but it's on the wall that faces your property. Why? Otherwise, if it would be on my side, then you could have put up such a thing on your marker. I'm going to fall down. We see markers on both sides.
Like when you're
exactly
they
right.
Didn't build up to
the exactly right. They just want to stake their claim. So that's exactly the idea here. If I'm building a wall, one day the wall will fall. I don't want you then to say, okay, half the thickness of the wall belongs to me and try to encroach on my property slowly, slowly. Therefore, I'll put up a sign, so to speak, on your side of the wall, but only within my property limits, saying this wall belongs to me, and if it ever should fall, the material belongs to me, the space belongs to me. Okay.
So there's nothing to do with the property line so much as because of the wall. So what I just said was not so relevant. It's more about the wall than the property line.
Well, it's really both, because the people will want to recover the stones, but also if the wall fell, you might want to say, listen, you might want to argue, listen, that wall was between the two fields. Obviously, half of the thickness of the wall was mine. That's a whole foot. I want another foot of, you know, of property. So the answer is by putting the marker up, it's not true. And the fikach, and therefore should it fall, in the falakosal, if the wall falls down, hamakam v'avanim shalo. Since it's signified that it's all mine by that sign facing you, if it falls down, the property under which it was sitting, as well as the material itself, all belong to me. Im asum da'ashnehem, if we agree we want to put up a fence, a wall, whatever it is, a partition between my side of the field and your side of the field, bonus a coastal ba'emza. Then we talk about build it exactly straddling the middle of the property line. So half is on yours, half is on mine. Va'osin chazes mekan mekan. We put signs on both sides indicating that both you and I have claim to this wall and the land underneath it. And lefikach im nafal a coastal, should the wall fall, hamakam va'avanim shoshneim, we will split both the land as well as the building materials between the two of us equally. Okay.